It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. What about child abuse or elder abuse?
Right. Yeah, a little bit different. We have a low level of elder abuse reports inside the city. Child abuse, we work hand-in-hand with the Department for Children and Families, with their investigators for anything involving juveniles. Some of those cases obviously have a root cause in domestic violence when you get into the investigation and you see the home life.
You mentioned that crime stats had been going down in the past 20 years. With this uptick recently, did we get up as high as we were 20 years ago?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, over the last 12 years, we have been on a steady decline, and we continue to see that trend being in the right direction, even with a slight uptick this past year. So the good old days when people say, whoa, I was growing up and it was such a great little town and there was nothing bad that ever happened here, they're wrong. The good old days are right now. Before the advent of social media, you didn't see the level of transparency that we at least try to have at the police department with our crime data. If people would like to learn more, we always try to push them to our website at parsonspd.com, where you can learn about crime stats and the operation of your police department.
We recently experienced a power outage. I hadn't thought about how that actually affects the police department.
Our building is showing its age. Our emergency backup generator right now is in the process of being replaced, so we did not have that immediate flick of a switch. Again, another reason why it's time to look at a new public safety center for both police and fire. But in this case, our old generator was over 20 years old, and it needed to be repaired. We got a hold of the company, and they couldn't believe that that model was still being used by anybody. They had no parts to be able to work on that. We're have been in the process of looking to replace that and get back up with our emergency backup. The good thing is that our 911 calls automatically roll to the Oswego 911 center, and our phone system was still functional, so that was okay. But it was a little dark in the police department, and our battery backup, it has a limited capacity. So once we drained those batteries, we were camping inside the police department with lanterns, and Public Works was nice enough to get a couple of smaller generators so that we still could continue to function. Not necessarily exactly the way that we want, but inside our holding facility, we had three felons that were waiting to be moved to the county jail. So we were able to get them transferred in the middle of everything else that was going on in town.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.